Sunday school, I want to turn to the book of Romans, chapter 9.
我们今天主日学，我们一起来看罗马书第九章。
And I want to say a little bit about, actually it's chapter 9, 10, and 11 form a little unit in the book of Romans.
实际上罗马书第九章到第十一章是一个完整的一段。
The book of Romans stands alone in all the New Testament as the book of theology.
那在就新约当中，罗马书好像是一个单独的一个专门讲神学的一个整体。
The Apostle Paul wrote the book of Romans.
使徒保罗写的罗马书。
And he covers most of the theological teaching of the New Testament in the book of Romans.
而罗马书当中包含了新约里面大部分的关于神学的教导。
He starts off in chapter 1 showing that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
罗马书第一章里就提到世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
He tells in that first chapter that there's a what we call a general revelation of God that we can see in nature when we see trees and grass and animals.
然后他也提到了在我们当在自然界中观察的时候，当我们看到树木、花草还有动物的时候，就能看得出神的创造的手在其中。
He says the hidden things of God are clearly revealed in the things which are seen.
他说这个在神里面隐藏的这些奥秘是从我们这个眼见的大自然可以看到的。
Now we call that general revelation.
我们称之为普遍启示。
So I go outside at night and I look up and I see the stars.
所以我们当我们出去抬头看到天上星星的时候。
And I can tell the North Star and the Big Dipper are always up there in the same place.
你可以看到这个北极星总是在那个位置上。
I see the trees losing their leaves and growing new leaves.
到春去秋来，然后当这个树上的叶子掉下来，然后又是重新生长的时候。
So we just sort of watch nature at work.
我们可以看到自然界在运作。
And so we say that's a...General revelation of God.
我们称之为神的一个普遍启示，看到我们周围的环境。
It points to a supreme being.
因为他们都指向一个超越的创造者。
And so Paul says that is our first indicator that there is a God.
所以保罗说，这对我们来说就是一个最早的启示，就是有一位神。
Then, in starting in chapter 2 and 3 in Romans.
然后罗马书继续到二章、三章、四章的时候。
He shows how mankind did not accept that general revelation and turned to his own way.
然后这里面就提到说，人并没有接受这个自然所带来的这个普遍启示，反而去转而向自己内心所想求的。
And he shows in those second and third chapter that not only did the Jews fail, but the Gentiles have failed.
所以第二章、第三章讲到世人所有的人，不光是犹太人，也是外邦人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
He shows particularly in chapter 4 how the children of Abraham failed.
那么在第四章特别讲到这个亚伯拉罕的子孙是怎样的亏欠了神。
Now you're a Gentile, I'm a Gentile. We're not children of Abraham by birth.
你跟我生下来都是属于外邦人，我们不是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And the whole Old Testament shows us that God's plan of revealing himself to the world was supposed to be through the Jewish people.
那这一章就讲到说本来这个神的这个计划要彰显自己的计划是要通过亚伯拉罕的子孙通过犹太人来实现的。
He made a covenant with Abraham.
他跟亚伯拉罕之间立了约。
He made a covenant with David.
然后跟大卫立了约。
He promised the Messiah through the children of Abraham and David.
然后应许说这个弥赛亚要从亚伯拉罕和大卫的子孙当中出来。
But by the time we get to chapter 4 in Romans, it's pretty clear that the Jews have dropped the ball.
可是当我们读到这个罗马书第四章的时候，我们就发现这个犹太人不能够做到来执行神的计划。
So even though God had made a covenant with the Jews, that covenant now becomes useless because the Jews refused to go along with it.
所以虽然神跟这个犹太人立了约，但是这个约现在没有作用，因为犹太人并没有遵守这个约。
Then starting in chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8, he unfolds the plan of Christian salvation.
所以从第罗马书第五章到第八章就慢慢的讲到说关于这个基督徒的这个救恩的计划。
Then we come to these chapters 9, 10, and 11.
然后从这个之后就到了九章、十章和十一章。
And I know from talking to you, some of you are a little more earnest in your Bible scholarship.
我跟你们当中有一些人谈话的时候，我知道有一些人这个对圣经还是挺有钻研的。
And I've explained to you and to my students that you have to read Romans 9, 10, and 11 together. They form a unit.
我跟这些人还有我的学生也讲说，这个罗马书第九章和十一章是要合在一起读的，因为他们是一个整体。
And I will tell you what purpose they serve in the book of Romans.
然后我跟他们讲说这一部分在这个罗马书当中是起什么样的作用。
The Jews, by the time Paul is writing, are smart enough to see that they've dropped the ball.
那当这个保罗在写这个罗马书的时候，这个他们这些犹太人已经知道他们跟神之间已经出了问题。
And now salvation comes to the Gentiles.
然后他们发现这个救恩变成从外邦人带来。
And the Apostle Paul becomes the Apostle of the Gentiles.
所以这个时候使徒保罗成了外邦人的使徒。
And he travels all over the Mediterranean worlds, establishing new churches and preaching the gospel.
所以他就一直在这个地中海附近的这些地方旅行，然后在各地建立新的教会。
So the question comes up in the mind of the Jews.
所以这些犹太人心里就开始有一个问题了。
Does God still care about us?
神还在乎我们吗？
Let me just have you turn over to chapter 11 and read one verse just to make my point.
我提到这个我就要跟大家一起来读一下这个罗马书第十一章。
Romans 11:1 says, I say then, hath God cast away his people?
第一章第一节就提了一个问题说我且说神弃绝了他的百姓吗？
So the Apostle Paul is saying to his fellow Jews, you want to know if God's done with you.
那所以这个使徒保罗就是在对他的同胞说你们是不是想知道神是不是已经不要你们了。
And that same verse, he answers his question by saying, God forbid.
那在同一节经节里他就已经回答了说断乎没有。
And he goes on and talks about his own Jewish credentials, where he's from and so forth.
然后他就 给大家再一次重申他自己的这个血统，他也是正宗的犹太人。
And notice verse 2.
如果我们看第二节的话
God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew.
神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓。
Okay. Now, let's go to our main scripture now, back to chapter 9.
那我们再回到我们今天的主要经节是在罗马书第九章。
And understand when you read 9, 10, and 11, you're reading basically Paul's argument that God is not done with the Jewish people.
所以你要记得九章到十一章这一个整体主要是就是在讲说神并没有弃绝他的百姓。
I've said to my students, it's like a railroad, and they were out on the main track of the railroad.
那我跟我的学生讲就好像他们是在走一个铁路，他们已经离开了这个主线。
And after they dropped the ball, so to speak, and ended up crucifying Jesus,
就是在他们失败以后，或者就是说在他们这个 把耶稣钉死在十字架上以后，
It's like God parked them on a siding of the railroad.
就好像这个他们这一列火车就被引到一个支线上，然后停在那里。
For 2,000 years.
一直停了2,000年。
And it appears that in the last days of time, God is going to bring the Jews back and incorporate them into the church.
然后，但是我们就看到，当在末世的时候，在最后的时候，神又要把他们再带回来，让这些犹太人也能够融入教会。
So that's my introduction to Romans 9, 10, and 11.
所以这就是罗马书九到十一章的这个一个总结和介绍。
I want to focus now on Romans 9 and go to verse 10.
那我们现在来专注来看罗马书第九章第十节。
Everywhere I go, questions come up about this business of God choosing and electing and predestining people.
那我每走到一个地方，就会有人问我关于这个神的预定论的问题。
So our Sunday school lesson today is going to try to answer this and clear up some misconceptions.
所以我们今天的主日学的主题就是要想给大家讲明白，然后懂得这是什么意思。
There are many people out in the church world today who teach that God selects certain people to go to heaven And certain people who obviously if you don't go to heaven, you go to hell.
现在有一些这个神学观点，有些人就在传讲说神拣选某些人，让他们能够进入天堂。那那些没有被选上的，就是要进到地狱。
And what they do is they confuse what's called predestination with election.
那他们这样做的实际上就是说，在混淆这个预定论和预和拣选。就是预定和这个拣选。
Now, I didn't catch what she said, but I think she got through it okay. Sometimes these words are hard to get into another language.
有些时候就是他翻译的话就不太容易能够体会这个意思。
So I want to read to you about Esau and Jacob, since Paul brings them up here.
在罗马书中提到了雅各和以扫的事情。
And I want to show you what Paul means and what he does not mean.
所以我想在这里澄清一下这个他提这两个人的意思是具体是什么。
So I'm going to read 10 through 14 now if you want to follow along.
所以第九章从第十到第十四节。
And not only this, but when Rebekah had also conceived by one, even by our father Isaac,
不但如此，还有利百加，既从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗以撒怀了孕。
You know, I want to back up.
回来。
Go back to verse 7 first. It'll be better for you.
我们回到第七节，我们来看从第七节开始。
Verse 7 says, Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
第七节，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
So here's what's going on.
所以这个是怎么回事呢？
Way back in Genesis 12, God calls Abraham.
在创世纪第十二章的时候，神呼召了亚伯拉罕。
And he says, in you and in your seed will all the nations of the earth be blessed.
神对他说，从你和你的后代，这个世上的万国都要受到祝福。
And what he's saying is the Messiah is going to come through Abraham.
意思就是说，这个救世主要从亚伯拉罕的子孙当中出来。
But there was a problem.
但是这里面有一个问题。
Abraham was an old man.
那个时候亚伯拉罕已经很老了。
But it gets worse.
然后还有更糟的呢。
Sarah was an old woman.
就是他太太也很老。
So he's 75 and she's 65.
那个时候亚伯拉罕75岁，撒拉65岁。
And so time goes by without any child being born.
然后而且之后又过了很多年，他们也没有生孩子。
So Abraham and Sarah decide to help God out.
所以他们俩有点着急了，就想给神帮忙。
Be careful how you help God.
所以我们要特别注意，当你要给神帮忙的时候是很危险。
So they have this plan of using Hagar, the Egyptian slave girl.
所以他们就想用这个夏甲，她是一个这个埃及的一个女仆。
And she will become the surrogate mother of their child.
然后就成为好像这个一个代孕的母亲。
None of this God had anything to do with.
这个都不是神的计划。
And from it is born Ishmael.
那所以他们就这样做了，然后这个夏甲生了一个孩子，就是以实玛利。
The father of the Arabs.
就是亚伯拉罕阿拉伯人的祖先。
And if you don't think that's a problem, go the next time to Israel with me the next time.
如果你觉得这个没有什么关系的话，下次我去以色列，我带你一起去看看。
I say again, don't try to help God out.
所以我要再一次提醒大家，不要想给神帮忙。
So God says, okay, now I'm going to give you a son, Sarah.
所以，但是后来神说，那个撒拉，我要让你能够生一个孩子。
And at the age of 99, she conceives.
所以，撒拉是在99岁的时候怀孕。
And verse 7 says, that son, Isaac, that's the one.
所以第七节就讲到说唯独从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
Now this is what we would call election. God elected Isaac to be the one.
所以我们称之为拣选，神拣选了以撒，要从他里作为他的后裔。
And now we come down to verse 10.
然后我们就继续到看第十节。
Isaac has grown up now and he has a wife named Rebecca.
那以撒也长大了，他有一个太太叫做利百加。
And again, she waits and waits for a son.
这个利百加也是等啊等，没有孩子。
Just like Sarah, years go by while she's barren.
就像这个撒拉多年前也是一样不孕。
And then it says, In verse 10, and not only this, but when Rebekah had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac,
那第十节就提到说她终于怀孕了，然后是从以撒怀的孕。
Now verse 11 is the problem verse.
那这个十一节就出现问题了。
Notice it's in parentheses.
这十一节是被括弧括起来的。
He says, the child being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil,
双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来。
That the purpose of God according to election might stand,
只因要显明。
Not of works, but of him that calleth.
神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
Now what he's saying is it doesn't matter what these boys do, if they're good or they're bad.
这里面实际上就讲说这两个孩子还没生出来，然后都还没有做什么，谁好谁坏，没有关系。
God in his mind has chosen that it would be Jacob.
神的旨意已经在那个时候拣选了雅各。
And verse 12 says, It was said unto her, The elder shall serve the younger.
神就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的。
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
And many read that verse and they say, well, what chance did poor Esau have if God hated him?
然后所以很多人读到这个经节就说这以扫怎么这么倒霉啊，什么也没干，怎么神就已经开始恨上他了呢？
So I want to go back and read the story of their birth in Genesis 25 and then we'll come back to this passage in Romans. Let's go to Genesis 25.
那我们一起来看一下他们这个出生的记录，这个是在创世纪第25章。
As I said, Rebekah went many years without having any children.
我刚才讲到说利百加很多年没有不能生育。
So I'm going to look at Genesis 25:20.
如果我们来看创世纪第二十五章第二十节。
And it says Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife.
以撒娶利百加为妻的时候正四十岁。
So I tell my students that's the best time to get married when you're 40.
所以我就跟我的学生说40岁结婚是最好的时候。
And then they asked me how old I was when I got married.
后来他们就问我那你什么时候结婚的呀。
And I quickly changed the subject.
所以我就赶快换话题了。
Anyhow, in that day, it was the time for those days.
但是那个时候就是这样子。
And verse 21 says, And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren.
第二十一节提到以撒因他妻子不生育就为他祈求耶和华。
So in the place of prayer, Isaac is saying, you know, my wife needs to get pregnant. We need the son for the promise.
也就是说以撒在祷告的时候就跟神求说这个 我的妻子不生育这个将来这个应许怎么成就呢他需要能够怀孕才行。
And then God really answered the prayer.
然后耶和华应允他的祈求。
Because he gave her twins.
因为这个不仅是一个给了他一个双生子孪生兄弟。
Be careful what you pray for. You may get twice as much as you ask for.
所以你祷告的时候要小心哦，你可能会得到加倍的。
But it gets a little more interesting in verse 22.
但是到第二十二节的时候就变得有意思起来了。
In her womb there is abnormal activity.
她这个肚子里面有一些比较奇怪的现象。
Says the children struggled together within her.
孩子们在她腹中彼此相争。
So now she goes to the Lord to talk to him about it.
然后这个时候她也祷告。
And she says, "What's going on here, God?"
她就问神说这怎么回事呢？
Now watch verse 23.
那我们来看第二十三节。
The Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb."
耶和华对她说，两国在你腹中。
Now it's important you understand God's thinking nations here, not two boys, he's thinking two nations.
所以你看到神看到的不仅仅是两个孩子而已他看到的是两个国家。
And that's the key to our Romans passage, which I'll come back to.
所以这一点对我们来理解罗马书是很重要的。
In fact, he goes on and says, two manner of people shall be separated from you.
然后继续提到两族要从你身上出来。
And he simply says, one will be stronger than the other.
然后说这族必强于那族。
And it's going to be the younger that's stronger than the elder.
将来大的要服侍小的。
Which is usually the reverse.
通常都是这个就是说小的要服侍大的。
In that period of time, we call it the period of the patriarchs, the fathers.
我们在那个就是父系这个社会的当中的时候。
All kind of special advantages went with being the firstborn.
那个这个头生子有很多很多的优势。
And so it's very important when God says it's going to be reversed, the younger is going to be over the older.
所以将这里面将讲到说这个大的要服侍小的时候是一个很特别的情形。
Now notice in verse 24 what happens when the birth takes place.
然后我们从24节就看到说当生产的日子发生了什么。
They are twins, as we've noticed.
就果然确实是双生。
And the first one born is especially hairy.
然后这个先产的就浑身有毛。
It's like he needs a haircut the day he's born.
好像一生下来就需要剃毛。
And so they called him Esau.
然后所以就给他起名字叫以扫。
Now that's a Hebrew word that's closely related to a goat.
这个字是希伯来文里跟这个山羊有很多关系的一个字。
And goats have lots of hair.
山羊当然是有很多毛的。
So they called him Esau, which means hairy.
所以意思就是有毛。
Now his brother comes along.
这个然后呢又生了他的弟弟。
Perhaps seconds or minutes later.
可能没有之间没有差几秒钟或者几分钟而已。
And I want you to notice that Isaac was 80. He's now 60 years old, so they've waited 20 years for this.
那这里面我们讲到说这个以撒那后面提到说正60岁，也就是说他们20年等了20年才生了孩子。
And something interesting happens when this one is born.
那这个老二生下来的时候很有意思。
It said he took his brother by the heel.
26节提到说手抓住以扫的脚跟。
And so they named him Jacob.
所以就给因此给他起名叫雅各。
Now I have watched babies do this.
我见过这个婴儿这样子。
Your mothers help me out here now.
那这做过母亲都可以来帮我。
But I've noticed that if you put something in an infant's hand, he'll close around it.
你有没有注意过一个小婴儿，你把放一个手指在他手掌心的话，他就会攥起来，这个手就会收起来。
It's just a natural reaction.
这是一个这个自然的反应。
In fact, when I go to the doctor sometimes, he takes his instrument on the bottom of my foot and my foot curls around it. Have you done that?
那我去医生那儿检查的时候，有的时候他放一个东西在我的脚掌底下，我的脚就会这样蜷起来。
So here's this baby being born and he feels his brother's heel and so he grabs onto it.
所以这个婴儿他出生的时候，他觉得手里有东西，就是应该是他的兄弟的脚后跟，所以他就自然的抓住了。
And they said, well, look at that little heel grasper.
然后他们就说，嘿，你看这个抓人脚后跟的。
And so they call him a name that means to grab the heel.
所以给他起名叫雅各，意思就是抓。
But that word means a little bit more than that.
不仅仅是有这个意思。
On the bottom of your foot is the heel.
你的脚后面是你的脚后跟。
That comes from a Hebrew word which means to be crooked.
那这个希伯来文的原意是这个扭曲的意思。
It's like if you see someone standing, there's their back and their legs, and then it turns at the heel.
就好像如果这个人站得直直在你那儿，就是你看他好像整个都是一个直的，然后到这个脚后跟这儿有一个伸出来的一个这个凸起。
But in that day, it carries the idea that this fellow is not to be trusted.
但是那个时候就有一种说法，就是说如果他脚后跟是这样凸出来的话，这个人不可信。
In fact, in chapter 27, his father says, "Your brother has supplanted you."
Supplanted.
See what verse it is. Verse 36.
在创世纪第27章36节。
Is he not rightly named Jacob, for he hath supplanted me?
那个以撒就跟那以扫就说这个他的兄弟欺骗了他。
Now I'll take this a step further and tell you what that means.
那我也可以跟你讲一下这个是什么意思。
The bottom of the foot is called the plantar surface.
这个脚后跟有一个名字叫做
plantar surface.
就是 does that plantar means?
This means the bottom of the foot.
就是讲到说这个一个平面。
When I was an X-ray technician, I used to X-ray feet because they had a plantar's wart.
我在做这个那个 X 光技师的时候，经常就要给这个脚后跟做 X 光，因为那个地方很容易长那个猴子。
So it carries the symbolism to grab him by the foot.
所以这个表示说他这个词也表示意思说他抓他的脚后跟。
And he's already grabbed his brother by the foot when he was born.
意思就是说他生下来的时候就抓了他一次。
So Jacob is not to be trusted.
所以呢，这个雅各是不值得信任的，他抓了他两次，等于是说骗了他两次。
I tell my students, you wouldn't buy a used car from Jacob.
我就跟我的学生说，你可别不要去雅各手里买旧车。
He would take advantage of you.
他肯定会占你的便宜的。
In fact, there was an old Indian chief out west.
从前在西部有一个这个印第安人的酋长。
And here's what he said.
他是这么说的。
When dealing with man with two faces, watch both of them.
那就是说，如果你这有，如果你要跟一个两面派要做那个做生意的话，你要看他两面都要看到才行。
And so they name him Jacob.
所以这个雅各就是这样被命名的。
Now in Hebrew, that's Yaakov.
那在希伯来文里是这样读的。
It's a very common name in Israel today.
在以色列也是一个很常见的名字。
So we know him as Jacob.
那我们知道他就是雅各。
Now let's notice a few things about these boys.
那我们来看看这两个孩子。
I'm back in 25, Genesis 25:27. The boys grew, and Esau was a hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man.
那我们看到27节讲到两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
In verse 29, there was a day when Jacob made some soup.
那第29节讲到有一天呢，雅各做了汤。
Or perhaps you call it a stew.
这个红汤实际上是一个，就是有点一锅炖的东西这样。
The Bible says he sawed pottage, or he cooked a stew.
也就是说他这个做了这炖了这一锅东西。
And Esau, the older brother, comes in from the field and he's famished, he's hungry.
然后以扫从田野回来累昏了。
And in verse 30 he said, feed me, I pray thee, with some of that red pottage.
所以第30节讲到以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。
For I am faint, I'm about to die.
累昏了就是说饿死了，已经快不行了。
And therefore was his name called Edom.
所以因此以扫又叫以东，就是红的意思。
So I have to explain what this means.
那到底什么意思呢？
It's a play on words.
这是一个这个文字游戏。
Notice verse 25, I point out something else about Esau when he was born.
那在25节讲到以扫出生的时候有一些特征。
It said when he came out, he was red.
先产的身体发红。
Okay. And also, this soup that he wants is red soup.
然后他想要喝的这个汤是红汤。
Probably made from something like a red kidney bean or lentil bean.
有可能就是某种这个红的豆子，然后这个汤，这个炖的东西就是红色的。
And that's why verse 30 says he was called Edom.
所以到30节讲到说他又叫以东，以东的意思就是红。
So throughout the rest of the Old Testament,
所以在这个旧约剩下的这个里面，
the descendants of Esau are called the Edomites.
那所以这个以扫的后代就都叫做以东人。
And I remember years ago looking through a National Geographic magazine.
我记得有很多年前我看一本国家地理杂志。
And there were beautiful photographs of the country of Edom, the territory of Edom.
那有一些很漂亮的照片，照的就是这个以东这个地方。
And as I looked at the pictures, the sand was red, the rocks were red, everything was red. It was beautiful.
然后看这个照片上，就是那个岩石也是红色的，沙土也是红色的，非常美。
So this territory down around the Dead Sea, the southern part of Israel, we know today it was where the Edomites used to live.
所以就是在以色列的南部，就是在这个死海附近这一片，就是以东地，当时的以东人住在那边。
And there are three different passages in the prophetic books of the Old Testament, which simply says Esau is Edom.
那有一些这个旧约的这个经卷就讲到说以扫就是以东。
So his descendants are the Edomites.
所以以扫的后代是以东人。
So Esau comes in and he's hungry.
所以他进来了，然后快饿死了。
Oh, he says to his brother, he said, "What do you take today for a bowl of soup?"
就是这个，所以这个雅各就说，那你好像怎么来报答我呢？
And Jacob said, "I'm running a special on them today."
那雅各说，今天便宜你。
All it will cost you is your birthright.
你只需要把长子的名分给我就可以。
The birthright was the most important thing in his whole world.
可是这个长子名分是这个世界上最重要的东西。
That spells all the privileges of being the firstborn son.
因为它代表了作为一个长子所有的那些特殊的权益。
And he's willing to sell it for a bowl of soup.
然后这个以扫现在反而愿意拿这么宝贵的东西来换一碗汤而已。
No wonder later the book of Hebrews calls him a profane person.
然后这个 怪不得这个希伯来书后来就称以扫为一个贪恋世俗的人。
He took something that was sacred and sold it for something that was just a bowl of soup.
他拿一个很神圣的东西，很重要的东西来换一个仅仅一碗汤而已。
There are a lot of Esau's walking around this world today.
你知不知道这个世界上现在有很多这样的以扫？
Who sell all of their privileges in Christ for just a few things the world has to offer.
他把这个在基督里面这些丰盛这些宝贵的东西换来换这世上一点点的这个好处。
Esau is a good example of what happens when you lose your priorities.
以扫是给我们举了一个很好的反面的例子，就是当你不知道什么东西重要的时候。
So he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup.
所以就在这里他把他的长子名分用这一换来这一碗汤。
And the rest of those verses tell us then that Esau said, I'm at the point of death, verse 32, what profit shall my birthright be to me?
这以扫在32节就说我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？
And verse 33, Jacob said, swear to me this day, and he swore to him, and he sold him his birthright.
所以33节讲到雅各就说你今日对我起誓吧，以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给雅各。
And verse 34, then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way.
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
And notice that last phrase says, thus Esau despised his birthright.
那最后一句就讲到说，这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Now that's a little clue for us, because back in the book of Romans,
在这里面就给了我们一些信息，因为在罗马书，我们回到罗马书。
When he says, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated,
讲到说雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
It's like that word despised and the word hate are not as strong as they are in our language today.
这个好像这个词并没有说一个很强烈的这种情绪。
It's just simply saying Esau did not think as much of that birthright as he should have.
就只是讲到说这个他以扫轻看了这个长子名分，没有把他看重。
And when it says that God despised Esau, it just means that he didn't think as much of him as he did of Jacob.
所以这里面讲到说以扫是我所恶的，这个恶不是那种这个我们所想的说很讨厌很恨恶，只不过说他不看重以扫，不像他看重雅各那样多。
I want you to go to the book of Malachi, chapter 1.
如果我们看到这个马拉基书，翻开马拉基书。
Remember, I told you that there are people who think that poor Esau never had a chance to go to heaven because God didn't like him.
记不记得我说过，有一些人觉得以扫很冤，好像就是还没干什么就已经被神讨厌了。
I want to show you how incorrect that kind of thinking is.
我想让大家知道说这是不对的想法。
Because when Paul says in Romans 9, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
那因为在保罗在这个罗马书中提到说那个我以扫是我所雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
He's quoting from Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament.
他实际上是在引用旧约的最后一本书马拉基。
Malachi is written 1500 years after these guys lived and died.
那马拉基书的成书是在雅各和以扫出生之后大概1500年。
And the people who think what I said earlier, they think this is happening before the boys were born.
那个很多人我们讲到说这个提到说神说雅各是我所爱以扫是我所恶的时候，就会觉得是说孩子还没有生出来神就已经这样决定了。
So let me help you out here. Let's look at Malachi chapter 1.
但是我们一起来看马拉基书第一章。
And I'm going to read you verse 2 and 3.
我们来读第二节和第三节。
I have loved you, saith the Lord.
耶和华说我曾爱你们。
By you, he means the Jews.
这个你们就是指那些犹太人。
Wherein hast thou loved us, you say?
你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？
Was not Esau Jacob's brother?
耶和华说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？
Yet I love Jacob.
我却爱雅各。
And notice verse 3 now, and I hated Esau and laid his mountains waste.
我们看第三节，恶意。以扫使他的山岭荒凉。
So here's my point. God is talking about two nations.
这就是我要说的，神在这里讲的是两个国家。
Esau becomes the father of the Edomites.
以扫是以东人的这个祖先。
Jacob becomes Israel, and the sons of Israel is his nation.
以雅各是以色列人的祖先。
So Malachi is not talking about God hating one boy and liking another boy. He's talking about their descendants 1500 years later.
这在马拉基书里面神这个讲到的并不是这个神喜欢一个孩子不喜欢另外一个孩子，而是讲到这1500年后成为的这两个国家两族人。
So when God says I love Jacob, he means I love the Israelites.
所以当神说我爱以扫的时候，是指说他爱以色列人。
And when he says I hate Esau, he simply means I don't regard the Edomites as high as I do the Israelites.
然后讲到恶以扫的时候，他不是说不喜欢以扫，而是说他并没有把看重以东人如同他看重以色列人。
So now we go back to Romans 9 and let's apply it, what we've just learned.
那如果我们回到这个罗马书第九章的话，根据我们刚才学到的，我们再来看这一节。
In verse 11, I'll read it again, 9:11 of Romans.
我们再来看第九章第十一节。
The children not yet being born, neither having done any good or evil.
双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来。
That the purpose of God according to election might stand.
只因要显明神拣选人的旨意。
Not of works, but of him that calleth.
不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
Paul is simply saying to his Jewish brethren,
保罗只是在这里简单地跟他的这个犹太的兄弟在讲。
God's plan all along was to work through Jacob and his descendants.
神的计划很早以前一直都是要通过以扫和他的后代来实现他的计划。
And that's why that word election is right in the middle of the verse.
所以这就是也就是在这一节当中有这个拣选这个字。
And when verse 13 says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
那十三章里写到，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
He's talking about the nations that descended from these two boys.
这里讲的是这两族人，这两个从这两个孩子所出来的两个国家。
God is God, and He can elect people for certain jobs or positions.
神有他的主权，他可以拣选某人做某些事情。
There was a day in my life when God made it clear to me that He'd elected me for the ministry.
那我在我的生命当中，有一天，神让我清楚的知道，他要让我来服侍。
I told you I was in the radiology profession at the hospital.
我跟大家讲过，我当时从前是在医院里做这个放射科的工作。
And without asking me what I thought, God just said, I want you in the ministry.
神也没问问我到底是怎么想的，他就直接跟我说，我需要你在这个服事上。
And that's election.
所以这个就是拣选。
And probably God has a job for you and you and you.
所以对我们在座的每一个人，神也一样有一个工作等着你去做。
And your children.
还有你的孩子也是一样。
Do you know what I like to say to parents nowadays?
你知道我现在喜欢跟父母亲讲什么吗？
For years, I would say to a child, "What do you want to be when you grow up?"
有很多时候，我就会从前我一直都跟小孩说，你长大了想当什么呢
？And that sort of leaves it all up to the child.
这个这么问的时候，好像就是说要看他自己怎么决定。
But really, if you're serving God,
可是如果你真的是一个服侍神的人
，I would rather say to a child, "What does Jesus want you to do when you grow up?"
那我现在就会愿意问他说，你知不知道你长大了以后，耶稣要你做什么？
God has a plan for each and every one of us.
神对我们每一个人都有一个计划。
And one of your goals in life is to find out what does God want me to do.
然后你的人生目标之一就是要找到神要你做什么。
And the only way you'll truly be happy is when you're in the center of God's will.
而你能够快乐的唯一的方式就是你身处在神的旨意当中。
So the book of Romans does not teach predestination that some people are doomed to go to hell without having anything to do about it.
所以罗马书并没有教导说所谓这个预定论，就是说有些人就是一定要会上天堂，有些人就一定要下地狱。
It's clear all through the New Testament that God was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to election, to redemption, to salvation.
因为新约清楚地告诉我们，神不愿一人沉沦，乃愿万人得救，人人都得救。
What is the golden text of the Bible? John 3:16.
哪个是我们的这个金钥经节？就是约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
He's not willing that any should die.
不愿意任何人一个人灭亡。
The call is to everyone.
这个呼召是对每一个人的。
If anyone tries to tell you that God only wants certain people to go to heaven, they certainly are not being fair with what the Scripture teaches.
如果有人跟你说神只想让某些人进天堂的话，他们显然没有明白圣经的含义。
Now I don't have time this morning, but the next time I'm here, we may go a little bit farther in that chapter and look about Pharaoh.
我们今天没有时间了。我下一次来的时候，我们可以继续往罗马书下面看，里面讲到了法老。
Because just like Jacob and Esau are misunderstood, a lot of people don't understand what God is doing with Pharaoh either.
那因为很多人就是从雅各和以扫就有误解，然后到这个法老身上就更有很多误会。
His plan is that we all become conformed to the image of His dear Son.
但是神的计划是让我们每一个人都能成为耶稣基督的样子。
He was not willing that any should perish.
他不愿一人沉沦。
But all should come to repentance.
乃愿人人都得救。
Well, it's 25 after, and I hear stomachs growling, so it's time to pray. 已经12:25
了，我听见大家肚子叫了。
Let us stand together.
那请大家站起来，我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, thank you for the universal call to salvation.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你的这个救恩的呼召是普世的。
Just as you had a plan for Isaac and for Jacob, you have plans for us today.
就像你对雅各和以扫有计划一样，你对我们也有同计划。
I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice today.
我祷告今天凡听到我声音的人
will listen for the voice of God.
也能够听到神的声音
and center themselves in the center of His will.
然后愿意把他的旨意成为我们生活的中心
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, June. Good job. You go first.
Thank you.
Thank you. 你好吗 ，Luke？ 这个也有。